summoned, Master.
Yes, Tournoi. I wish a message to be conveyed to the man who calls himself the peddler.
Yes, Master.
He is to meet a man in the west end of the city. I am informed that he has those at his disposal who might ease the predicament that faces us in the temple. See to it that the peddler leaves without delay.
Where is this man to be found in the west end, Master?
The address given me is 33 Half Moon Street.
Food for the Dragon. When Miss Fairweather announced a gentleman in the outer office as the peddler, I half expected to be accosted by an encyclopedia salesman. But the little man who was ushered in hadn't brazened the portals of my inner sanctum to peddle anywheres. He was merely acting as agent for a strange and rather novel client, a Chinaman, dignitary of an Oriental temple in Lambeth. There was nothing Chinese about the peddler. His flashy suiting placed him in the more seamy area of the East End, while his accent betrayed his humble birth in some South of England dockland. His request for assistance was simple enough, even if the location was unusual.
Well, it's a Chinese temple, Mr. Mason, in Lambeth. Not so easy to spot if you drive past. Set back from the road a bit. You'll find it on the corner of China Walk and Cosser Street, just off the Lambeth Walk. Yeah, do you know the place?
Well, we can find it easily enough, Mr. Peddler?
Yeah, well, the peddler's what they call me. City, if you like.
Haven't you a surname, then?
Well, if I ever had, I never heard it. My old man was a sailor, his ship passing the night.
And what is it you want us to do in this Chinese temple?
Crack a dragon. Do you know anything about temples, Mr. Mason?
Not Chinese ones.
Well, I'll tell you, then. Yeah, well, I don't understand much, so much myself, you know. They burn joss sticks around the place, and they has this red dragon right up one end.
Well, we would have an altar.
Well, I wouldn't know about that, Mr. Mason. His temple's the only one I've ever been in. And I only go there when Tong wants something done. He's the mush, you know.
The priest?
Yeah, well, something like that. Now, as he tells it to me, the mouth of this dragon opens up like a door in a safe. But the lock's jammed, see? And he can't get it open. So he wants you to come and, well, crack the dragon.
Well, wouldn't you have been better advised to go to a locksmith?
Well, it's not that kind of lock, Mr. Mason. If it was ordinary tumblers, I could have cracked it myself. Now, this thing was made thousands of years ago, and not even Tong knows how it works. It's got to be busted open.
And that's beyond your ability?
No, but he don't trust me working alone in there. I've got a record, you see.
Well, I must say you're very frank, peddler. When does Mr. Tong want us to, crack this dragon?
As soon as you can, Mr. Mason. He's sweating on the top line.
All right, I'll send a man over right away. The corner of China Walk and Cosser Street, you say?
Yeah, that's right. Pull the bell rope on the iron door, and his Sheila will open it for you.
Sheila?
Yeah, well, she's young enough to be his granddaughter, but you can never tell with these foreigners, can you, Mr. Mason?
Well, I really wouldn't know, peddler. But do you know the young lady's name?
Tunhua.
Chinese?
As an Hong Kong junk. Nice-looking doll, though. Sweet-tempered as a lark. Well, that's about it, then. I'll tell Tong that you'll be over this morning, right?
Right.
Thanks, Mr. Mason. Oh, look, and if there's a bit of commission on the side, you can find me any night at the Lord Palmerston in Old Paradise Street.
I'll attend to that too, peddler.
Man's got to live, you know.
Oh, I know. Goodbye, peddler.
Cheerio, Mr. Mason.
Cannon.
Yeah?
Come in a minute, will you?
Okay.
Well, Cannon, there's a job in a Chinese temple.
Yeah, what's you like?
Chinese is a Hong Kong junk. What the devil are you talking about?
I thought you were doing the talking.
The job is an assignment. Their Chinese idol, a dragon, has got jammed up. We have to get it open. That little man was a go-between for the high priest, Tong. The temple's on the corner of the...
China Walk and Cosser Street, I know it.
Do you know Peddler?
No, but I've seen the little man in that area. He drinks at the Lord Palmerston. Not only that, but you left your talk key down on the intercom and I heard the whole conversation.
Well, why didn't you say so?
You didn't ask me.
No, all right. Will you go and look at it first, or will you take some tools with you?
Well, I may as well take some tools with me. A jemmy, a crowbar, and a Birmingham spanner. That's slang talk for a hammer.
Explosive?
You think I might have to blow this thing?
Well, it must be pretty well stuck, or they wouldn't have sent for us.
Okay, I'll give the dragon toothache with a pound of plastic high explosive. There's some HE fuse in the store cupboard, and you've got some detonators in your desk drawer.
Try not to blow up the whole temple.
To blow up Oriental would be quite Occidental.
No. Why don't you get on with it?
That's just what I'm going to do, Chief. Blow.
Half an hour later, equipped like a safe burglar on holiday, Cannon walked up to the heavy iron door of a temple in Kosser Street and pulled on the silk rope that hung from the high rafters over the door. A gong sounded deep inside the building.
Assistance to you?
Any time. I mean, my name's Cannon. I'm from Assignments Unlimited. I've come about the dragon.
Oh, yes. Please to come inside.
Yes, ma'am. My arms are full of this stuff. Will you take off my hat for me?
Not necessarily in Chinese temper. Come.
Sure. Say, this is some place you got here. It's beautiful. Smells like,
Yes?
Like a Chinese temple. Hey, you're beautiful, too. What's your name?
Tunhua.
That's a nice name. You married or anything?
Not married or anything. That dragon is over here.
Say, how long have you lived in London?
A few years. Now, you see, the mouth of that dragon is closed. It has a locking device, and it is jammed shut. We cannot open it. It is important that it is opened.
Do you ever get a night off?
You do not pay attention.
Oh, but I do, I do.
You think you can make Lagan's mouth open?
Yeah, I guess so. One way or another. I'll try the jemmy first. That won't cause much damage. If I have to blow that thing, it won't improve its appearance. Come to think of it, how could you improve a dragon's appearance? Okay, you leave it to me, ma'am.
I am to sit here with you. There is tea on the blazier.
Oh, you don't trust me, huh?
I have my instructions.
Sure. Okay. Well, here goes with the jemmy. No, it just won't budge. Sorry, I'll have to blow.
Please?
Explosive, you know. Psst, boom.
Oh.
But you better check with your boss if it's all right. Say, what's that?
It is of no importance. You may make explosion.
Okay. I'd like to see how I do it. I mean, you might as well, since you're sitting there anyway.
I shall show concentrated interest.
Well, this stuff that looks like plasticine is called PHE. It's a high explosive. I use it like putty and cram it into the crack that runs round the dragon's mouth like this, you see? When it blows, it should crack the metal all around the dragon's mouth. If I make a miscalculation, it'll blow the dragon to pieces. Now you must leave.
I sit to watch.
Yeah, but I can't light the fuse until you're safely out of the way. It's dangerous.
If it is dangerous for me, then it must be dangerous for you.
No. I shall hide behind that statue of Mao Zedong there.
That is Confucius.
Oh, sorry. Well, we can't light it until you go. Say, how many times do they eat in this joint?
I go to end of temple. Please to remain out of sight after explosion.
What changed your mind? That gong?
I will rejoin you here when explosion made.
Okay. Well, what do you know? A female watchdog. Can't say that I blame her. What a heyday the vandals would have had in this antique shop. It's creepy when you're all alone. Okay, Cannon, get it over with. Now, where did I put those matches? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Well, open like a charm. Say, that dragon's got a mouth as big as a whale.
Come away!
What's that?
I said you must not go near.
Well, I only wanted to see if the blow went off as planned. Look, there's hardly any damage at all. Now, what... Hey, Tunhua, do you see what I see?
Please, to come away.
How did that thing close itself?
Please, you must go now.
And who's that doll lying inside?
You are mistaken. There is no one inside.
Look, I got eyes, baby. How long was that thing stuck?
4 days. Now, please, to go.
4 days? That woman's been in there for 4 days. Listen, you better tell that gong-happy guy inside there to open up the dragon's maw.
There is something that bothers you, Mr. Cannon.
Well, who are you?
I am Tong.
Well, there's a woman inside that idol, and I want her out.
Impossible.
If you don't open it up, I'll break it open myself, friend.
Your explosive is finished, I think.
Look, if you don't play ball, I'll leave here and come back with the Scotland Yard murder squad. I got a feeling there's something phony going on here.
As you wish, Mr. Cannon.
Yeah. Yeah, and while I'm gone, you get rid of the body, huh? Clever boy. Where's the telephone?
No telephone, Mr. Cannon.
Okay. If that's how you want it. I'll get the cops. And if I know anything about Inspector Bottomley, he'll take this place apart and you with it. That's him now, Inspector. He bangs that thing more times than the Quizmaster.
The mouth of the dragon is open now, I see.
What's it? Well, so it is. I told you that Oriental mastermind would get rid of the body.
Is that the girl you saw?
She's still in there.
Is that the same girl you saw?
Well, I only had a second or so. She looks the same, same sort of clothing.
Come on.
You want me to go inside that thing?
You don't have to.
Okay, well, you lead, I'll follow. I just get goose pimples, that's all.
These places are all a little unnerving, aren't they?
Well, Inspector?
She's still breathing. She looks all right. It's in a trance. Hey, wake up. Wake up, miss. Oh, she's either in a trance or drugged.
Well, I suppose Tong couldn't get away in time. Say, take a look at this place. That dragon's mouth is only a door into this inner temple.
Of course, the girl might have a perfectly legitimate reason for being here.
She's not Chinese.
That's not necessarily important. Well, we'd better go out into the fresh air. Come on, help me, Cannon.
Okay. Hey, the dragon's mouth, it's closed us in.
It's only shut. Try and open it.
No dice. When that thing closes, you can't open it again. I tried before. Had to use explosives to break the mechanism. But it still locks itself.
Well, we can't stay in here. We'll have to get out somehow.
Well, that dragon's mouth is the only egress and exit. I guess we'll have to wait for Tong to let us out. Hey.
What is it?
Suppose Tong doesn't want to let us out. You know, I've got a nasty feeling we've walked into a trap.
Mr. Bottomley's face clouded in anger. He felt his dignity to be outraged by the temporary imprisonment in the secret inner sanctum of the Chinese temple. It never for a moment occurred to him that his life might be in danger. Cannon, after a cursory inspection of their prison, turned his attention to the girl lying on the floor. She was quite beautiful, lying in a deep sleep, as though waiting for some Prince Charming to arrive and awaken her. Cannon's method of revival was, however, not as romantic as the legendary prince.
Hey, come on, snap out of it.
Easy, Cannon, easy. She may not be drugged, you know.
Well, she's coming too, I think, Inspector. Come on, wake up, baby. The dress you're wearing must have cost all of $100 and sleeping on a Chinese carpet won't improve.
You're right. She is coming round.
What do you think she got in here?
I suggest you wait until she wakes up and ask her.
Come on. Hey. How are you feeling, babe?
Who are you? What am I doing here?
You passed out, I think.
Tom.
And now he's in the outside temple. We can't get out and he can't get in.
You the police?
He is. Inspector Bottomley of the Yard.
At your service, miss. Mind telling us who you are and how you got here?
My name is Grace Dalton. That's how I got here. I don't know. I don't even know where I am.
Well, if this was a real live dragon, you'd be round about where he digests his supper. This is the altar in the Chinese temple on Castle Street in Lambeth.
Still a bit hazy.
And so are we, but you mentioned the name Tong. If you know the high priest, you must know where his temple is.
Yes. Yes, I do know. I came to see Tong. I had tea with him and... Well, then everything went hazy. I don't remember anything after that. Until I woke up here with you.
Then you were drugged. Tong must have put something in your tea.
Yes. I, I, suppose that's what must have happened.
Why did you come to see Tom in the first place?
I had some business to attend to.
Monkey business?
Are you from the police, too?
No, I came here to open up this tin can we're now imprisoned in. I saw you lying on the floor, and Tong closed the mouth of the dragon and denied that anybody was here, so I called the cops.
We came in after you, and the door slammed shut on us.
Then we're prisoners of Tong?
Not for long, Miss Dalton. When I don't report back, the yard will send someone to investigate.
Oh.
You know, Inspector, I've been looking at this place. It's made like a tomb, and it's soundproof. Your men might arrive at the temple, but what's to prevent Tong telling them you left? They'd never guess that the mouth of this dragon opens onto an inner room.
You've got something there, Cannon. But then why should Tong make us prisoner? He knows that I'm a police officer, and he'll have to face the consequences when I'm finally released.
If he does release us...
What's that?
Why should Tong release us?
Well, you're not suggesting that he'll hold us prisoner forever.
She means that Tong might give us the old... Okay, Miss Dalton. I figure that this is where you tell us all you know about old Father Tong. What business did you have with him? How's that for a start?
Well, I'm employed by a firm of importers. Much of our work is representing principals in Hong Kong, bric-a-brac and so on. I called on Tong to discuss the purchase of some goods. He's been a customer of ours for some time now.
That's all?
Well, what else could there be?
I don't know. But when you came round, you sure were worried about this guy, Tong. In fact, you didn't sound like he was a friendly buyer after a few joysticks and Chinese idols. Now, come on, baby. What else do you know about this Oriental gentleman?
I've told you the truth. I've no reason to be afraid of Tong. It's just this place. It unnerves me.
Now, we'll get nowhere by arguing the toss. The simple fact is, we're locked up in this place and can't get out. For all we know, the secret door may have locked on us by accident. If it took cannon and high explosive to get it open in the first place, it could well be that the Chinese owner is at this moment trying his best to get us out of here. Why, but what is it, Miss Dalton?
Look.
What?
Look, over by the drapes on the wall.
Say, white smoke. Come on, Inspector, if these curtains catch fire, we'll be roasted in here like a Canton casserole.
get that, cannon. Get that.
What is it?
Gas. Some sort of gas coming from the eyes of a small effigy of a Buddha on the wall.
Oh, so Tong was trying to get us out, eh? He can hear every word we've spoken to each other.
Go to the far end of the chamber, both of them.
It won't help, Inspector. In 10 minutes, this place will be full of gas anyway.
Good evening. My name's Mason. I'm from Assignments Unlimited. I sent a man down to open up a door for you. He hasn't returned, and I wondered what had happened to him.
The man called Cannon?
Yes, is he still here?
He left several hours ago with another man.
Who was that, may I ask?
A gentleman calling himself Bottomley.
Bottomley? Inspector Bottomley?
I think that was the name.
Well, what were the police doing here?
That I do not know.
Look here, do you mind if I come inside for a minute?
It is permitted. Come.
Thank you. I'd like to see the man in charge, if that's possible.
Tong.
Well, that was the name I was given.
I will summon him. Please excuse. Will you please be seated? Perhaps I may be permitted to bring you refreshment?
No, thank you. I wonder if I could look at Cannon's handiwork.
Please?
He was to have opened up the metal jaws of an imitation dragon. I wondered if he was successful.
Most successful.
Oh, I didn't see you arrive. Are you the man they call Tong?
I am honored to meet you. You were inquiring about the work your men performed for us. The dragon is there at the end of the temple. As you see, it is now open. The work was carried out with precision and your men left.
This young lady says he had someone with him.
That is true. They left together.
Look, Tong, I don't like this. Cannon's a most reliable man. He hasn't reported in, and that's... Well, it's most unlike him. What was Inspector Bottomley doing here in any case?
They came to inspect the inner temple opened for us by your Mr. Cannon. You would perhaps wish to inspect it yourself?
Yes, I would.
Please to come this way. As you will see, the work was most expertly done, but alas, the door will no longer close. It is to be expected. Your man used high explosive. There. You may inspect it yourself.
You say it won't close?
No longer, I fear.
It's a room inside, a large room.
The private temple for meditation. Walk inside, Mr. Mason, and look around at your leisure. I have a few things that need my attention. Summon me when you require to leave.
No. No, I won't bother, Mr. Tong, thank you. I'll leave now. The young lady will let me out.
Well, what do you know? I'm Mr. Mason.
Pedlar, I want a word with you.
Here, have a drink.
Well, in a minute. Can we sit in the corner?
In the back, yeah. That's a good thing about the Lord Palmerston. Plenty of places to talk privately.
Here, come on then. Come this way.
All right. What is it?
You mentioned a commission when last we met in my office.
Well, a man's got to live, you know, Mr. Mason.
Yes, a man has to live. Especially my man, Cannon.
Here, I don't get it. You speaking in riddles, mate?
No, Pedlar. But I want you to help me if you can. I'll pay you well.
Here, now you're talking my language. What do you want me to do, then?
Firstly, how well do you know this Chinaman Tong?
Tong? Known him on and off for about 5 years. Why?
Is he above board?
You mean is he bent? Crooked? I don't know, mate. Never asked him.
I see. And how well do you know the temple? For instance, is there any other way out besides the front door?
Maybe.
I must know, Pedlar. It might be a matter of life or death.
How much?
£10.
Here, make it a pony.
All right.
There's a trap door at the back. Leads down to the sewer. The one that runs across the Archbishop's Park and comes out into the river under Lambeth Bridge. I know Tong uses it, but I don't know what for.
I do, Pedlar. I know exactly what he uses it for.
What are you going to do, Mr. Mason?
I'm going to ring the police, Pedlar. I can only pray that I'm not too late. Tong was apprehended in the motor launch under the Lambeth Bridge. Cannon, Bottomley, and the girl Grace Dalton we found trussed up by the water's edge. Fortunately, little the worse for their experience. The four of us returned to the office, impatient to hear what Grace Dalton had to say.
Everything I told the inspector was true, Mr. Mason. Tong brought consignments of Confucius idols from my firm, or several dozen a month. The other day, I accidentally knocked one over and it broke. It was full of white powder. I took it around to him to apologize. He offered me tea, and the next thing I knew was being on the floor of that inner temple.
The white powder being dope.
Clever way of smuggling it.
Yes, but Tong, whatever his faults, was no murderer. He put you, Miss Dalton, out of the way in the Dragon's Temple, and then couldn't get the door open. That's where Cannon came in. And if he hadn't rushed up to see his handiwork and spotted you, Miss Dalton, heaven knows where you'd be now.
Clever boy. And he nearly got away with it. But there's one thing I don't understand, Chief. You'd have wound up with us if you'd gone into that inner temple. What made you change your mind?
When Tong invited me inside, the girl Tun Hua stood behind him. She shook her head.
The girl, of course. We didn't pick her up. I'll send out an alert.
Oh, I wouldn't, Inspector. Hmm? It might be embarrassing for me. She was about to walk out of that sewer mouth and into the arms of the police. She saw me and I shook my head.
Are you serious, Mason?
Why not? One good turn deserves another, Inspector.